You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Michael Larson, CEO of Studiosity, and we are going to talk about stress when we study. So we've all felt that one way or another, isn't it, at one time in our lives?
Absolutely. And study can be very stressful for students, whether they are new to university or mature age returning students returning to university after a break.
And you've done a research that was conducted recently where there were 1,000 Australian university students in January, and it said, and they were 18 to 50 years of age, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, and the results were really quite startling. We had over 3/4 of students saying that they feel stressed at least every week, and 27% saying they were actually feeling stressed every day. So this is quite concerning, and we know that that Australian universities are very focused on student wellbeing and their associated duty of care. So we're seeing a lot of universities really take pretty important steps to try and help students resolve these issues.
Because in Australia, most students, when they go to university, most of them have part-time jobs, don't they? And when they do their masters, they've got a full-time job. So everyone has to juggle.
That's very true. Over the last decade or so, the number of students at university has significantly expanded. So there are still plenty of students that are the sort of traditional school leavers that are attending university first time, but there are many, many students who are part-time and mature age, and many, of course, just studying exclusively online.
The day-to-day requirements of studying, essays, deadlines, these all add up.
They sure do. And the research told us that the 46% of students identified just the amount of study as being their most prominent cause of stress, followed by paying for university. 18% of students nominated that as their number one stressor. And about 14% said that it was really dealing with more responsibility in life in general, and so adding study to that really made life quite challenging for them.
And a certain number also mentioned that sometimes the topics can be very difficult for them to learn on their own outside of the classroom.
That's correct, and universities, I think, are quite conscious of this. There have always been significant resources available on campus to help students in terms of academic learning and literacy support functions. I guess what we're seeing through these results is that students are also keen to make use of study support platforms after hours. And I guess that really underpins the success of Studiosity. And look, we're now working with nearly 70% of Australian universities in providing online after-hour study support for students.
So you mean online, this can be, we can access this anytime, anywhere, from any place?
Absolutely. As long as they have an internet connection, they can access Studiosity through a desktop or an iPad or their mobile phone. And so we will connect them with a highly qualified and verified study specialist in just a minute or so for a live interaction. Equally popular is the writing feedback service, so students can upload an essay and one of our trained specialists will provide them with some feedback on the writing and provide them with some advice about how they might be able to improve their work. And interestingly, academic writing has become a major stress point for students too.
I know that for a fact, because when I went back to school, I had to relearn how to write for the academe. So especially when your first language isn't English, isn't it?
Well, that's true. We have in Australia nearly 500,000 international students who attend Australia's universities, and for many of them, English is a second language. These students are typically incredibly bright, but writing in English is challenging. Writing in academic level English is even harder. So one of the things that we've seen is becoming more prevalent is is the issue of plagiarism. And we know that one of the biggest drivers of students going down that road is actually just concern and worry that they're unable to complete the work. So one of the reasons the universities are using online study support platforms is to provide students with resources to help them improve their own work rather than going to the wrong side of the line.
So I'm a university student, I'm doing my master's. Can I easily access this service?
Absolutely. So students always access Studiosity via their university's learning management system. So there'll typically be a button that's indicates they can get help online. They click on that and they have a single sign-on access through to our platform, and we can help them right away.
And will the person helping me on the other side of the digital world be the constant person that I speak to, or do I speak with different people?
You speak with different people, and the reason for that is that we know that being able to provide immediate support to students is just so important. If, for example, a student is working on a calculus problem at 11 o'clock on Sunday night, really helping them at that moment and assisting them in alleviating the stress and sort of getting them to return to confidence is time critical. So it may not be the same person that they're always talking to, but they'll always be speaking to someone who's well trained and qualified and is keen to help.
Sometimes when we have a problem, it's easier to express it in our own language, in our first language. Is there a service that could help us with that?
I'm not aware of such a service. The support we provide is all in English. We have spoken to universities occasionally about providing support in alternative languages. I guess the thinking is that since the work that they'll be submitting and the course that they're studying is all being undertaken in English, this is perhaps another opportunity for them to work upon, improve and get confidence in their English language skills.
Is this a free service?
It is free to students, absolutely. This is a service that universities contract with Studiosity to be able to provide students at no cost to them after hours. And I should say, the service is not a replacement for the face-to-face support that students can always get at universities. Sometimes it's just helpful to speak to someone after hours, as I said, just in the moment where they're experiencing that sort of potential crisis of confidence.
It helps you relieve that moment of stress or anxiety feeling, isn't it? It's like having someone next to you in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. And if going back to that earlier example, if we can help a student at 11 o'clock on Sunday night and they go to bed feeling more relaxed and confident and get a good night's sleep and are ready to go the next day, that's a fantastic result for us. And we know that's just the sort of outcome that our university partners are looking for.
And hopefully we'll have less stressed students.
That's the goal.
Thank you very much, Michael Larson from Studiosity.
Thanks, Maribel. Take care.
sbs.com.au